Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. Tov Shabbat, Yisrael family and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara'al of Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. As always, I'll remind you to grab all your study tools, your notepads, your iPads, your pens, your pencils, your highlighters, a good Bible, study Bible, Bible dictionary, all those things you might need for good study. But one thing I haven't said is to be attentive to what's being said. Be attentive. Incline your ear to what the Most High wants us to learn and hear tonight. I'm going to start saying that because sometimes we as individuals, we don't hear. It's like recently our rabbis been telling us, you know, that our previous rabbi used to say, we overlook things, we overlook the scriptures, we gloss over things real fast. And sometimes the things that we gloss over real fast is really important, especially when we're dealing with the scriptures, but also in life applications. Sometimes we gloss over things so fast, pay attention to it. Start off with a brief prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, as I come before thee, in thy family, in thy children, I ask of thee to forgive me for the sins I've committed against thee and them. I ask of thee, Father, to open my mind and open my mouth to speak the wonders of your word. Father, I ask of thee to continue to strengthen my friends and family and all those who are listening in your ways and in your truth, bringing them closer to your son, Yahushua, so that as they change, they become more like him and doing your will. Father, we ask of thee, continue to bless us throughout the course of this Sabbath day. Father, we thank you for coming and supping with us on this Sabbath day, the day in which you ordained for us to rest. Father, we thank you for allowing us to come to this moment to give you praise and give you honor. And thank you for sending thy son, Yahushua. And thanking Yahushua for being a part of us and helping us to overcome the things of this world. We ask these things and pray in the name of Yahushua, our Lord and Savior and Redeemer and soon coming King. Amen. Shalom again, family, friends, and listening audience. This is another session of Can It Be That Simple? And the title of this particular lesson is, Why is Righteousness Appearing So Wrong? And this lesson came from, you know, throughout the course of, you know, my week, and I guess coming from out of the, you know, out of Sukkot, you know. So now, me personally, in my mind, I'm still in vacation mode. I'm still in, you know, Sukkot mode. I'm still really not, you know, I'm still on that high from being away from the job, you know, so I'm really trying to keep my mind focused on trying to do the right thing and not get caught up in the rat race and the foolishness of the job. So throughout the course of, you know, my few weeks being back, you know, I'm trying to do the right thing, you know. However, throughout the course of these past couple of weeks, I'm realizing that, you know, people don't like the right. People don't like right. People prefer wrong. And they get so accustomed to doing things not the proper way that when someone does things in the proper manner, they're looked at crazy. They looked at strange. They looked at like they're doing something out of the ordinary. When in essence, they're doing what all others are supposed to be doing also. So scripture that I'm going to go to first is Isaiah 5:20. We're familiar with this particular scripture. We've heard it in various contexts. But this is how I'm using it, or the Father led me to use it in this lesson. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And the Father took me to this particular scripture because, like I said, we live in a time where a lot of times people want you to do the right thing, but they want you to do the right thing based on how they deem right should be. And when you're changing your life, when you have changed your life, when putting forth that changing your life and being one of Yahushua's students, one of Yahushua's ambassadors, you tend to fall short according to the world. But yet, as we know, we're not in this world. And because we're not in this world, even though we were once partakers of the world, we tell ourselves day in and day out, we are not partakers of the world any longer. Just like last week's session, we talked about how our Rav let us know, told us, made a statement in regards to we're being righteous and we make mistakes from time to time, where we have to change our perspective on how we view ourselves as we walk along this path called righteousness, as we walk along this path called the Torah, as we follow the Lamb wherever he shall go. We have to change our perspective on who we are as individuals. Because if we focus on being more like him, then we will understand more and more when he says in the scriptures that the world will hate you because you stand up for me, because you honor my name. I'm paraphrasing it, but that's the gist of one of the scriptures that Yahushua says. And when we do these things, we are definitely hated. We're definitely despised. We're definitely looked at differently. Like, we live in this world now that, you can't have any set ways of doing anything. Everything has to have options. Everything has to have options. Everybody's opinion matters. Regardless how right or how wrong it is, everything has to be a democracy. Everything must be the majority rule. That's the type of world we're living in now. And it doesn't make a difference where we're at. We could be at the grocery store. We could be at the movies. We could be at the library. We can be in the hospital. We could be at the stoplight. Everybody's opinion matters. You're sitting at a red light. There's a space next to you. No cars are going in the opposite direction. And you have the gentleman next to you, and he goes through the red light. The red light means stop. It's not a blinking red light, because society has blinking red lights, and blinking red lights mean that you stop. If it's clear, then you go through. So those lights are there. It's covered. If it's a solid red light, you wait until it turns green. But because of people and their opinions, and where they want to go, and how fast they want to get to the next red light, determines that if they're going to go through that solid red light. And I've seen that on several occasions, where a guy goes through the red light to another red light. and sits there. And me and my silly self, I'd be like, yo, you went through the last one. Why won't you go through this one? And then eventually he goes through it. But next scripture, Mark chapter 3, verse 1 through 6. I'm just talking about righteousness and how it's appearing as being wrong. And this is dealing with Yahushua. He says he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there whose hand was withered. They watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. He said to the man whose hand was withered, stand up. He said to them, is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good or to do harm, to save a life or to kill? But they were silent. When he looked around at, wait a minute, when he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved at the hardening of their hearts, he said to the man, stretch out your hand. He stretched it out, and his hand was restored as healthy as the other. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. See, when we read this scripture, Yahushua had been healing people, because that's what he was doing when he came here to the earth. He was healing mankind of the wickedness of the world system. He was healing people and bringing joy to their spirits. He was helping them to lifting them up from the burden of the system in which they were living in. But then the thing about it is, I'm going to verse 5 again. And he was like, when he looked around with anger, because he was angry at these people because of the hardening of their heart, because they were so caught up in their own opinions, they didn't see the goodness that Yahushua was doing for this man. And sometimes people do that. Sometimes we have done that, because we get so caught up in our own isms and schisms that we don't do the right thing. And that is one of the things that, as we read in the scriptures, Yahushua tells us. I think I'm going to read it later on, but it comes to my mind right now. When it tells us that we're supposed to love our enemy. I think in the scripture talks about, it's easy to love one who does the same things you do. It's easy to do that. But to love someone that despite that wants to do you harm, that is the greater love. To show that person love, even though they despise you. Because in the end, when we look at certain things, Yahushua came to save humanity. Save humanity. And Yisrael was the model in which he was going to save humanity. But Israel, as we see, even to this day, are falling short, are having infighting within themselves, as we have seen throughout the scriptures, always fighting within themselves, and in the process of fighting within themselves, cleaving to other deities, other ways of life, other ways of thinking. John chapter 9, verse 1 through 7, another incident in which Yahushua was doing a goodness. He was doing righteousness. And people had a problem with it. Verse 1, as he passed by, he saw a blind man from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was blind? Yahushua answered, this man did not sin, nor his parents, but that the works of Elohim might be revealed to him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day, when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva, anointing the eyes, the blind man's eyes with the mud. And he said to him, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. And this particular translation, it has a parenthesis, which means sent. He went away, washed, and came back seeing. They brought him, who had been blind, to the Pharisees. It was a Sabbath when Yahushua made the mud and opened his eyes. Again, therefore, the Pharisees also asked him how he received his sight. He said to them, he put mud on my eyes, I washed, and I see. Some, therefore, of the Pharisees said, this man from God, because he doesn't keep the Sabbath. Others say, how can a man who is a sinner do such signs? So there was division among them. So, Father led me to this. Why? Same thing. Yahushua was doing a great thing. He was doing a good thing on the Sabbath day. He was healing man, made this man complete. And even the Pharisees, some say he was evil, and then some were saying he's good. So even within the Pharisees, they had levels of division. Why? Because some understood and realized that what Yahushua was doing was good. But because they were amongst a group, some of them had to hold to their stance. He is wicked. He is bad because he's breaking the Sabbath. But then other people amongst the group were seeing the works that he was doing. They was paying attention to the goodness that he was doing on the Sabbath day. And if you read a little further in that particular, you know, narrative, it talks about how they went to his parents and asked his parents. And his parents said, he was blind yesterday. And, you know, in so many words, he was blind. So now we're going to go to another group of scriptures. We're going to go to 2 Chronicles chapter 18. Verse 4-7. And we've read over these before. This is dealing with Jehoshaphat. And it reads, Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, please inquire first for Yahweh's word. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, 400 men, and said to them, shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? They said, go up, for God will deliver it into the hands of the king. But Jehoshaphat said, is there here a prophet of Yahweh besides that we may inquire of him? The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man by whom we may inquire of Yahweh, but I hate him, for he never prophesies good concerning me, but always evil. He is Micaiah, the son of Amlah. Jehoshaphat said, don't let the king say so. So then I stopped here because See, the king of Israel didn't want to talk to the man of Yah. Why? Because the man of Yah is going to tell him the truth. And see, the king of Israel wanted the man or prophets to tell him what he wanted to hear. And sometimes when, you know, you talk to a man of the Most High, talk to a servant of Yahushua, they're going to tell you the truth. Why? Because they have been sanctified. They have been set apart. They have been chosen to give you the good news, to give you the good word, to put you on that solid foundation. See, because if they don't do what they're supposed to, then they're going to have to eat that. Then they're going to have to have, they're going to be dealt with accordingly. We can use that as, you know, we can take the narrative of Jonah, how he was told to do a thing, and he didn't want to do it. And there were repercussions when he chose not to do what the Most High said. So when we deal with these men that have been chosen to do the will of Abba, to demonstrate his love to humanity, they must do them. Just like we read in the narrative where there was a prophet who was supposed to go deliver a message. I forget exactly the prophet name. I don't even know if they tell his name, but he was supposed to go to a city, do a work, and then leave. Most High told him not to stop. Leave. Have you do your work, handle your business, leave. Get up out of there. You come across a man in the streets. Man tells him, hey, I'm a prophet also. Stop past my crib, get you something to eat, hang out with me. But the man, the prophet that the Most High talked to, listened to this other man who said he was a prophet. Then that man ended up telling him, saying, yeah, when you leave up out of here, you're going to die. You get exactly how he said he was going to die, but he told me he was going to die. You know? Why? Because he was disobedient, didn't listen. So that's the same thing for us as believers in understanding the importance of being righteous and doing the right thing. Because what are we doing? We're helping those around us to do the right thing. And that's okay. Sometimes we're just a reminder. Just a reminder. Just like we get reminders from time to time, letting us know that it's okay. It's okay. Try again. But this time when you try again, make sure you don't make the mistake that you made before. And it's okay. Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 to 45. And it reads, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who mistreat you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and the good. And he sends rain on the just and the unjust. You talked about this a little earlier. See, what's being told to us is that we have to change our perspective. You know, we read this before, but now we have to change our perspective on how we view things when it comes to those who hate you, don't like you, don't like your ways, who mistreat you. that to hold strong and continue to do the right thing. Because the scriptures say, vengeance is mine, thus saith the mighty one. So we have to continue to do the right thing. And that is to be an ambassador of Yahushua. To demonstrate that sanctification that is put in us, which is his word, which is cleansing us and causing us to be a new person, be a new creation. We're going to go to Romans chapter 8, verse 5 through 10. And it reads, forget exactly what translation this is, but this is a different translation. This, I think it's the, oh man, it's a different translation. I'll find out. I'll tell y'all next week. But it reads, for those who live according to the flesh have their outlook shaped by those things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit have their outlook shaped by the things of the Spirit. For the outlook of the flesh is life and peace. Because the outlook of the flesh is hostile to Abba, for it does not submit to the law of Abba, nor is it able to do so. Those who are in the flesh cannot please Abba. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit is in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Yahushua, this person does not belong to him. See, we have the Spirit of Yahushua in us. And as we know, Yahushua felt that it was not robbery to be equal with Abba. For as we learned over the years and through the narratives or through the scriptures, that they were one. So if his Spirit is in us, then we are also one with Abba. But there's things that we must also do. We have to keep the law, keep the statutes, keep the judgment, have the testimony of Yahushua. I don't know if I said this earlier in the conversation, but I'm going to say it again. We as individuals that walk according to the ways of the Most High, following Yahushua, following the scriptures, sometimes we look at people and expect them to do the righteous things that we're doing. And we get disappointed when they don't do them. And sometimes we even wonder, why aren't you doing these right things? And the reason why is because death is upon them. They're operating from the flesh. And unless they deem and want to change, they will continue to operate from the flesh and will be against you because they will see that the laws and the statutes and the character that you're standing on is totally different from them. And they're going to see you as an enemy. But that's okay, because the Father strengthens us through our interactions with these people. He strengthens us. Because the more we deal with these things now, the better equipped we'll be in the future. So continue to do the right thing. Continue to stand up for integrity, for Yahushua. Continue to stand up for the word. But we've had conversation in regards to how the word of the Most High, the scriptures, the Torah, is under attack. It's under attack because of people's opinions. People think that these words that are on these pages are just words, but they are living. They live. And how do they live? They live by those who are operating in the spirit of these words. See, these words are, as we learn, is spiritual. But you have so many people that look at these words as just being another book. Another book. Not seeing this book as, how can I say, heavenly, divine, inspired by the one who has given us breath right now so that we can understand and know what we need to do to be one with them. And the them I'm talking about is Yahushua and Abba. And he also lets us know how we can defeat the opponent, the adversary, Satan, and his minions. So if you had that notion that all the time, all is right you trying to do don't is not amounting to anything, it is amounting to a whole lot. Because as you do these things, the angel that is by your side, writing your countdown, is writing your righteousness now, writing what you're doing. Both your good and your bad. One of the things that we learn from the scriptures is where we fall short, there's something in the scriptures to help us and pick us up and allow us to ask for forgiveness for the things we've done wrong. See, because that's one of the things Yahushua laid his life down for, so that we can have an opportunity to get it right, so that we don't have to waddle in our sin. We can get clean. We can get clean and walk in righteousness. And walk in ultimately love. If we look at the example of Yahushua, he loved humanity. He even loved those who were doing him wrong. His sacrifice was for humanity. Both the good and the evil. And as believers and as students and as children of the Most High, we have to do these same things. But we have to strengthen ourselves in Yahushua. Strengthen ourselves in the Word. Come together as that family. Going back to that one again. Come together as that family. See, because I'm looking at it right now. You know, you had some people that were against Yahushua, and they rose up and they conspired against him. Then you had some couldn't come to an agreement about what to do in regards to Yahushua. Why? Because they seen the goodness that he was doing. So sometimes you have somebody see the goodness that you're doing and not want to do wrong. But then you'll see someone that see the goodness that you're doing and want to get rid of you. So as the scriptures say, we got to gird it up. And it's okay. It's okay to do the right thing. because we understand that when we do the right thing, we're not doing it for humanity's sake. We're doing it because of our love for the Father. And we're demonstrating the Father to those who see us. And hopefully, that light that emanates from us or radiates from us causes them to wonder. And wonder why it is so bright, so that we can reveal to them the true light, which is Yahushua, which dwells in us. For family, just take this thought and as Rob say, ruminate on it. You know, and just look at it. See how it applies to you. See what changes that you may need to do. Just as I must do. Change. Be more like Yahushua. Be that living sacrifice. For Abba, Yahushua. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come together and hear your words. We thank you, Father, for the loving kindness that you have shown us throughout the course of this week and up until this moment. Father, we ask of thee to protect us mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, giving us the wisdom that we need to overcome the obstacles that we may be faced with, giving us the fortitude to stand firm in your word, in Yahushua. Continue, Father, to show us your love. Continue to break us down as we need breaking down. Reshaping us as we need reshaping. As you said in your word, that you will be what you will be to each and every one of us. May we do the same. May we be what we need to be to continue to share the light of Yahushua to those that are in darkness, so that they too can walk amongst us and be one of us. Father, I ask of thee to continue to strengthen us as individuals, as a family, as a unit for you, both here in my household, here in the congregation in which I dwell in here in Baltimore, Maryland, and the nation, the world that you're establishing. May we all come to understand the one truth, the one mind, which is Yahushua. May we all function as that one body to do your will, Abba, with Yahushua. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we ask for thee to continue to strengthen those who need strengthening, healing those who need healing. Just being what you need to be for those who call on your name, O Abba, through thy son, Yahushua. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahushua, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the beneficent one, Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Yisrael with peace. Ba Shalom, Yisrael, may you all have a peaceful sleep. Yahweh protect you in your conscious mind as well as your unconscious mind, keeping you well equipped with the full armor of Abba, which is Yahushua. And may you demonstrate the fruit of thy spirit, which is Yahushua, throughout your days. Shalom, Israel. May you all have a peaceful slumber.
Yeah. Day. I am humble, so I bow down. Nice to meet to you. I give you me as a living sacrifice. Yeah. Everything I do is for you. You swallow me like a babe. Only in you I put my faith. Spoke to my heart today. When I think of you, it's hallelujah. I give all praise to you, cause you're worthy. I can't explain, it's something that most can't attain. There's so much joy in thee. Righteous is your holy name. Your ways, your thoughts, they remain the same. You took me and broke me down. Down. You refined me when you tried me through the fire. We will do what you say. From fatal destruction, all you say.